Blog Talk Radio.
Well, it's epic, Josh.
Having ourselves a good time on the visitor section show. We got Mike Irwin on the ones and twos, and Josh Hates stays on the in the corner. Dun, dun, dun. We got Brian talking about Game of Thrones, and Josh hating the shit out of The Walking Dead.
Oh, he's back?
Oh, no.
You know who I don't like? We talked a little bit about this last week, but I just want to keep on sharing it. It's, you know, that dude from Full Metal Jacket, Gomer Pyle.
The guy just keeps on giving back to the show. Vincent D'Onofrio.
D'Onofrio. The D is silent, so it's...
D'Onofrio?
Vincent Onofrio.
Why don't we just blow my brains out now and save yourself some time?
He's also in the new Jurassic World movie, so as you get prepared to enjoy, let's call it a summer blockbuster, Vincent Onofrio.
Dude, I don't know about you, but I already had my summer blockbuster in. It was The Rock's new movie called California. Oh, wait, no.
California.
Oh, it's called San Andreas.
You know.
San Andreas.
I think I've seen that movie before, and it was called about a thousand other things.
Paul Giamatti's in it.
Okay. Okay.
This guy's one step away from doing a porno role.
He's coming on next week.
He is.
To do a porno.
Should do a porno.
I was hoping you were going to talk about his new series.
Because it's just when you thought you had enough of dad bods, dad bod pornos.
Oh, this is about me. And I didn't even think that was a thing. Like, someone said, you know what, Mike?
You don't have a dad bod, whatever the hell that is.
Yeah, it's like a... I think the definition is that you do kind of look like you might work out. Kind of.
What?
You're not...
Is that what it is now?
It looks like you might work out a little bit. Like, when I say that, you might do a little weed eating. You might push a mower. And then you come in and you drink somewhere between 6 and 15 beers.
Mike, I think what we got to do is get you a meme of you. Mm. And then we'll write something crazy, and then everybody will believe it, because it's in me.
That's true, and I would feel bad about myself. And I don't know. Where would that go, Josh? Where would that go?
Sales a good time on the visitor section show.
So have you seen Ballers?
Not yet, because it ain't out yet. What the fuck, dude?
You didn't get an advanced copy?
I didn't get that advanced copy. I saw San Andreas.
Well, it's pretty much the same show. I'm not going to...
What do you mean it's the same show? Same show as what?
Ballers.
Ballers of what? What is it the same show of?
San Andreas.
No, it's the same show, dude. I'll just give you the ending. Here he goes. Fuck your spoiler alerts. So the Golden Gate Bridge is destroyed. American flag flows. Lee Greenwood plays. Guy asks, what do we do now? And The Rock says, we rebuild. Doom!
And then another tornado hits more, and we just make a sequel. Just make a sequel.
Wow. Had to go there, huh?
Yeah, I did. You know why I went there?
Can I go throw up now?
Is it worse than what Colin Kaepernick did? I don't know. Maybe. Maybe not.
What did you do? You can listen to last week's episode if you want to find out.
Yeah, you could, that's the only way you'll know, if you go back.
Only way. You got to go backwards, but you got to get through this one first.
Mm-hmm. So pause.
Mike, I think the Jags finally found their quarterback to look for. Jeff Toole.
Oh, man.
Sectioned off of waivers by the Bills because the Bills. That's right. The Bills. They signed someone else. They signed old Sims.
Anyone. They just signed anyone.
Sims. They signed the guy who complained about how he's never going to get a job because his dad's a hooker.
Phil Sims boy?
Phil Sims. Old Phil Sims boy.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of the Sims family.
It was a good time.
Okay, there's some. Let's get all the football out of the way.
Okay, I think
Manziel's
you just did.
The
and
fish out of water.
Uh-huh.
New Browns offense, whatever the fuck that means. The Jets gave Brandon Marshall a raise.
Mm-hmm.
They tried to say that Geno was the starter, but then went back and said he's got to compete, and then said he's not really the starter, but he's still. Look, this is fucking OTAs, people.
Mm-mm.
It's okay, man.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. That's all we got, right?
That's pretty much the entire NFL football week.
Oh, guess
right
what?
There.
So, Bills have a shitty quarterback. The Jets probably have multiple shitty quarterbacks. The Texans have shitty quarterbacks. Who else? Give me some more shitty quarterbacks.
I think Denver has shitty quarterbacks.
Denver's got a dead one. Denver has a White Walker playing. And we thought did you honestly think Peyton Manning was dead? I did. And then he rose up. The man rose up with the Wildlings. And he put on a helmet.
He chews through the helmet and then takes the helmet and then throws it through a man's chest, jumps over another man, and then bites him in the face.
And then Jon Snow takes his Valyrian steel sword and throws him down.
Oh, apparently that's also strong against ice. I don't know. Good.
Hey.
Great.
Hey. Old homeboy made that sword.
Who homeboy?
I don't know.
The dude? No.
Odin.
Lord Odin of Westeros.
Odin came from Thor's land.
Well, it's been about time, because we must have said winter is coming for 4 years now.
Four years. Times has winter came and gone.
I don't know. That's the thing.
Hey, man. Wet as cotton, man. Just give me 20 strong men, and I'll go in there, eat their little asses out. Chop off their dongs and send them to their daddies. And I'll name them some dog name like Reek, but not like Reek, because we already got a Reek. How about Meek? We got Meek. Stink. And Ache.
That guy is, I want to give that guy credit because he's sufficiently creepy.
He is sufficiently creepy.
Well, if you are a fan of that guy.
Who could be a fan of, oh, by the way, okay, I have to take a stand. Everybody got upset about the rape scene, I think now two episodes ago, right?
Uh-huh.
Nobody gave a shit when the dude cut off the guy's dick. Nobody was like, that's enough of this. We will take a stand against this show.
Well, I mean,
chopped off a wiener. You think rape is on the scale? Come on. You didn't see that coming? Wow, man.
Well, I'm just saying that guy also.
That's pretty much rape.
One of my favorite, is it? One of my favorite scenes.
You cut off your own dick, man.
He's also in the Misfits TV series. And if you haven't watched it, it's like,
what?
Not the band, not the shitty band. We just lost all our listeners. Go ahead, go home. Go ahead and cry.
But I like skulls.
Brian's just shaking his head. So.
But I like skulls, Mike.
So if you have the Hulu. Go ahead, get on the TV. If you enjoyed Heroes,
having ourselves a good time.
If you enjoyed the idea that there was a show on TV called Heroes where people had superpowers,
be a hero, baby.
And you also enjoy Lot in Oklahoma.
Was it those mutants?
No. So you take Heroes.
Those were totally mutants.
In this hand, and then you take Lot in Oklahoma. In the other hand, and just
those are bad.
Mush them together.
I said syphilis.
Oh, no, it's great. It's fantastic. So
you got Heroes and syphilis.
Basically, you got a bunch of juvenile delinquents who are currently serving. Well, it's not time. It's just, you know, you got to go do your time when you're a juvie and, you know, whatever. Pick up trash, paint benches. They get hit, get magical powers, but all their magical powers are kind of shitty. Like, there's one guy.
Shitty mutants.
Nah, I don't know. Madness ensues, Joshua. Use your imagination. But yeah, check it out. It's a visitor section top 10 pick.
Heaven to sales a good chance.
Yo, maniac!
So you told me that you checked out Rick and Morty.
Ah,
also,
I love that show.
I know, another visitor section top pick.
That was awesome. And guess what? I got a surprise for you. I'm going to mail it to you. You're going to love it. You're going to love it.
I can't even wait.
It was a good time.
So what did you think about Game of Thrones? Were you happy that something happened?
Oh, dude, it was a great episode. It was a great one. I mean, but we're still taking the Walking Dead approach, where nothing happens, and then all of a sudden we're like, holy shit, there's some shit happening. Let's all get excited. I got excited. It was an awesome episode. I personally don't want to shit on this episode, okay? I just don't. It's a good one.
No, I don't think there was anything wrong with it.
Good battle.
The battle caught me.
We got talking by the little man. You gotta love every time he talks.
Just sits around and talks.
I like when he talks.
You can't have both, Josh. You can't have talking stuff.
No, no, it was a perfect blend. But like when he talks, it's cool. I like the way he talks. It's all small, little.
It's not small. did you ever look at him and think that he would be one of the hot names in Hollywood?
Clearly, I thought Vern Troy had an idea. He must have...
A visionary, you're calling Vern Troy.
Oh, Jesus. I think whenever we saw him on Celebrity Rehab where he's pissing in the corner, you know.
Was that even rehab? I think that was just that house with like...
a bunch of drug celebrities.
Yeah, that wasn't rehab. That was
Peter Dinklage said, you know what? I need to step it up. I could do better.
The first time I remember him in a role, and it's probably not fair, is in Elf. Like he was. No, he wasn't an elf. He was. He was an author, a famous author.
Oh my God! Please,
Elf.
Stop.
I can't.
The show is gone.
I can't unmake the movie, Josh.
You've already insulted everybody about Misfits. Now you want to go after little people?
I'm typing it into the computer. The movie. It also had a bunch of other people like Will Ferrell in it.
He was an elf.
Yes, he was an elf.
That's so terrible.
I'm pulling it up. I'm pulling it up right now. He plays Miles Finch, and you know what? He's the famous author. He's the famous author that Will Ferrell's trying to, like, you know, be cool with. And then
digging yourself.
I think Peter Dinklage actually punches Will Ferrell in the mouth. I'm just saying this is the first time I remember him in a role and me thinking, wow, this guy's pretty good.
He was not in Bad Santa.
As bad Santa.
Oh. Yeah, I'm so going to hell for that.
That against me. So, are you excited about the upcoming Walking Dead spinoff magical series?
What?
That's all I hear you talk about is this Walking Dead thing.
Oh yeah, Walking Dead LA.
Is that what it's called? Walking Dead.
Walking Dead LA. I don't know, man. I feel like it's taken on this whole NCIS role, which I don't understand. Even that show, old people love it.
And what's not to love?
They have like NCIS Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. I didn't even know that Navy reached out that far. It just doesn't even make sense.
Well, according to the Latin Post...
Ooh, good old Latin Post. Now that says a strong, strong journalist. Quite like that place.
LatinPost.com. Fear the Walking Dead. It will be more hectic than The Walking Dead. I don't know what that means.
What does that even mean?
I think it means the story will make no sense.
That's like saying the Bills should be the ones that are in the market for Ray Rice. That's an actual quote. Somebody was quoted as saying that.
Well, he's available, as I understand.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I want to say that I am kind of excited to have more zombie entertainment, whether or not it's good or bad. It doesn't matter to me.
I just want some, like, original zombie entertainment. I don't need a spinoff, because you're just going to get in this whole trap. Comparing the two, yeah, and then we're gonna have to have a fucking episode where all the gangs are gonna like get together and.
No, I think this one's actually supposed CSI to take place like prior to like that. You know the sweet part of the zombie world that we never get to spend any time in. It's that point when it happens, like because it's just like okay, that's happened. Now we're here in zombie world. Like, I kind of want to see, I don't know, like, the military try to fight back. Or people try to fight back or do anything other than just, okay, now it's zombie world and we got to make it work. Like, because that's how everything is. Like, there's really not like a last stand sort of movie. Mm-hmm. And it's not to say that this series is going to be that, because I have no faith that's the case. But Josh, when you suggest that they change things up, I think that you should really measure your words carefully, because I've seen them mix it up before, not necessarily on this show, but on other zombie movies where we have like fast zombies and we have zombies that walk on water and we have,
let's take a look at the Game of Thrones zombies.
Game of Thrones zombies.
Clearly no headshots give a fuck.
Yeah, what was with that? Like, those are just straight up.
You can only kill them with Valyrian steel and dragon stuff.
And fire. What about fire? Fireworks. Remember when those guys turned Castle Black?
We're going to need some dragons.
Oh, no. That's where the dragons come from. Oh, man. You just blew my mind, Josh.
It's the books are called Fire and Ice.
The coolest part was everybody. I think everybody's talking about it today, where he's like, come at me, bro. Come at me, Jon Snow. What you got, man? You can take out my mid-major with your Valyrian steel. I'll just raise 20 more motherfuckers from the dead. What's up?
He's like, hey, you know all those friends you made?
He's like clearly saying, you lose. You go home, you lose.
How come they stopped?
Because it's like, man, take your sweet ass time. I don't know. I was curious of how the. I was more worried of how the giant got to the boat. Is he gonna drown?
That's what I was wondering too.
I was like, how can he walk there?
Because it's it seems like it's not like a hey you got bit. It's a hey you got killed thing, right?
Yeah. It's like, yeah. He obviously it's okay if you get bit. Sorry.
Yeah. That's apparently perfectly fine.
So that zombie part is clearly not the case. You have to die. And I was thinking, is he the Mad King returned? I don't know. Maybe I'm way off. Maybe I'm fucking mixing shit up. But is he like, you know, I'm bad with the names. Is he a Targaryen or whatever the fuck their name is? Maybe I'm saying that wrong.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, didn't go to
Blondehead's daddy. So. Blondie's daddy.
No, I get you. I get you.
Yeah.
I think one of the greatest things we didn't talk about last week was when the queen got her ass in prison.
There's that whole storyline.
For having bad morals. And I can't.
Bad morals is putting in lightly.
I can't even tell you how happy that made me. Because
I kind of feel bad right now.
No.
You don't feel bad?
For her?
Yeah, I'm kind of weird about that.
No, it's because... Josh, it's because we've spent a lot of time.
I think it's because I don't like the moral, like that whole moral religious thing. Spiritual, but not religious.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think that has anything to do with it.
I think it clearly has to do with it.
No, I just can't agree with you, Josh. I just can't. I can't go there.
I think they're racist.
Yeah, not a lot of different races.
They
in
don't
this
like
world.
Homosexuals.
Did you notice that almost everybody north of the wall is white? Even
well,
even
it's
the
all
giants.
That snow,
white.
Man.
I guess that's true.
Oh, sun.
Well, I mean, okay. Is it because you love Lena? I can't. Because
the fuck numbers say it, Mike.
I think you're in love with her.
Who?
Lena
Thirsty. Headley. That's what it is. That's what it is. It's
because
just,
she's
Lena Headley.
I mean, you got to think, she's an Uncle Grandpa.
Yeah.
You know, because
she
isn't.
Cool, man. Sarah Connor.
I liked her in Dredd. I'm not going to lie.
In Dredd, too, even though she was a creepy bitch there, too.
Yeah, but it worked. God, what else was she? I feel like she's been in everything.
She was in 300.
Right.
Even that shitty sequel. She somehow lifted it up, even though she was only in probably like 3 minutes total.
She's like, I'm going to walk through the screen right now.
Yeah. Be like, oh, well, that's so awesome.
Yeah. No, she's a bright spot of those shows.
Yeah. So I feel bad that she's now in this jail cell because, you know, it's of her own doing. It's of her own stupidity, of that character stupidity.
Well, if we're going to go back to Lena Headley, can we talk about Sarah Connor Chronicles?
Yes.
Can we say that
they completely ripped that storyline and made it into the Genesis?
Genesis?
It's a complete ripoff of that shit. But anyway, go on.
Okay, well, if that is...
It's okay, as long as they bring the chick from garbage.
Oh, God, she's not aged well. The,
My God, Josh, burn it!
I was in love with her, okay? So, we had a thing.
She's only happy when it rains, man.
I know, that's a problem on our relationship. So, if you watch Terminator, the Sarah Connor Chronicles, you might have also seen that dude from that. The Terminator is the weakest character in the Sarah Connor Chronicles. Let's just be very honest with each other.
I thought what homeboy Reese's brother was pretty bad. The guy from 90210005.
Okay, he's pretty bad too. Also, who's really bad is John Connor.
You didn't like John?
Not the actor. Not the portrayal. It's just he's a whiny baby.
They completely missed the mark on like when does he become a badass and like when is he a whiny bitch. I mean, is there, like, always a progression, or can you just be a badass your whole life? I mean, you would think that you would have some sort of integrity there of badassness.
You would think.
Early on in life.
I feel like you can be sort of average and then have something terrible happen to you.
And be
like, okay, now this is it. That's my breaking point. But I don't think that you can go from tiny, whiny baby
to,
like, superhero savior of man. Like, I think it's too far. And what that series did was he brought John Connor so low that I can't even imagine a world in which that guy is the one who turns it around. Like, I can't.
I think he never grows up, though.
He just stays geniuses forever.
I mean, they're constantly stuck in that loop. That fucking loop thing.
Mm. It's a good point. It's the Price is Right loop in reverse. It's the everybody gets to make a bid, but they can just do it like 1 minute earlier. Yeah. Over and over and over for infinity.
Damn. Well, we are jumping from show to show, and I don't think anybody's going to be able to keep up. If you can, congratulations. Okay. You've made it to the visitor section, Joe.
Talk more sports, because that's clearly what the man wants us to talk about.
The man, if you're the man and I'm the man. I'm the man.
That's a ska song. No one will know that. Okay. So are you excited about the NBA playoffs, Josh?
What's that?
It's you've got the Atlanta Falcons versus the Houston Texans.
No, I think it's the San Francisco Warriors.
Okay. I like it. Good.
San Francisco Warriors versus
Stephen Carey?
Yeah. Stephen Carey and the San Francisco Warriors and LeBron James. And
no, that's not right. That's not
no.
Right.
It's Cleveland.
He plays for Miami.
It's Ohio and LeBron James all together fighting against the San Francisco Warriors and Stephen Harry Curry.
I think the problem I have with basketball is is that mostly that you can watch the last you want to say 3 or do you want to say 5 minutes? Let's be polite. We'll say 5.
We'll give them 5. Really,
and I don't
get down to 2.
Yeah, I don't mean.
You can't even get down to 1.
I don't even mean clock time. I mean literal 5 minutes.
Yeah. Okay.
Of my life.
Okay. Yeah.
Real time speed.
Yes. That's right. Because you know how long that stretches out.
It does.
Like, because the clock time could be like 10 seconds. So that's 5 minutes in real life. This is like Inception time frame. We're like about 10 levels down. Where our time's 5 minutes, but they're on this, like, that's like 3 seconds there.
Well, yeah, because they've got, 42 timeouts?
Yes, there's a handful of timeouts that magically they get 20 seconds, they get 10,
then
they get a full timeout, which I'm like, what's that? They get possession arrows, which kind of makes sense and kind of don't.
I never got that arrow. And on top of that, if you yawn at a guy the wrong way, you get a free throw.
That's
so
right.
It's like, I'm all right. So me as a basketball fan, and another thing about basketball I don't like, Josh.
What's that?
Is that it claims it's not a contact sport, but yet people contact one another, but then they immediately get fouled for it.
Like it's like, over and over again. I try to explain this to everybody at home. It's like if you're football, if you love football, you understand this.
how annoying and controversial a pass interference call is. Now, just imagine about 50 of those a fucking game.
What if Darrell Revis could pull someone down to the ground 5, maybe 6 times a game before they were like, sorry, Darrell, you have to go sit down now. So another man can come out.
That'd be kind of interesting, right?
5 or 6 times.
Wouldn't that be kind of cool if NFL had like some sort of like, you only get 2 pass interference calls a game.
And then what? Then they just kick extra points?
I mean, we're to this point now. And then we'll have article and article after article about how Tim Tebow is going to be the 2-point expert king, and how every delusion Tim Thibodeau is going to be, and every delusional Eagles fan is sitting there. You know, I hope he wins that starting job.
I hope he does too, Eagles fans.
God,
it'd be brilliant. It'd be absolutely.
It would be like, how do we tank a season like the 49ers? I got an idea. We'll sign Tim Tebow.
Chip Kelly is a genius.
Chip Kelly's going to do it.
Apparently.
I read a comment today, Mike, because I like to read comments. It's just how fucking stupid the world is. One said that Chip Kelly's so genius, he knew that this two-point play thing was going to pass. He's so smart that that's why he signed Tim Tebow in preparation for this. He knew that the rule was going to change.
I think I'm not great with numbers. You know this.
Yeah, he knew how those votes were going to go down at the competition committee to pass this. He just knew. Fucking genius, man.
I think the best thing about it is that so they backed up the extra point.
Yeah.
It went from like a 99% thing to like a 95.5%. I don't
scream player safety, but go on.
I don't see a lot of folks just going, you know what? It's just too hard now. Just too hard. Get Tebow out here.
Well, they put it at the 2 if you go for 2.
Uh-huh.
Or the
Was it already like the
1
two?
Or the 2? I think it's the 2.
It's at the 2.
Is it?
Yeah, because Belichick was upset because they were like, hey, if you put it at the 1, it's no longer football. It's more, you know, it's rugby.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's that. That's a thing.
So if you go for 2, it's at the 2.
So maybe Chip Kelly is a genius.
Fucking stupid.
And it's like instead of, you know how a lot of teams are trying to win games and to go to the Super Bowl?
Mm.
49ers, Eagles, they just flipped the script, Josh.
It's at the 1.5-yard line.
That's ridiculous. What is that? Just throw like a...
Gotta get technical here.
It's the 1-yard line and then the sideline.
Like judge. Half a foot.
He throws out a Kickstarter, and you guys got
to
run.
Mike, explain to me how much an inch is on a rain gauge, and then we'll figure out where that half yard is.
Well, the tricky thing about a rain gauge.
Well, Josh, this is how rain on the Visit the Section show.
Well, it says it only rained an inch at the airport, but my rain gauge says I got 22 inches.
From the ground.
So there's also a Women's World Cup, which I don't want you to be mean about.
Shit, man.
Don't be mean about it. It starts. It's coming.
Can we talk about FIFA?
Oh, FIFA.
We didn't get to FIFA.
FIFA.
We never talked about no FIFA, man.
Someone asked me. They were like, are you surprised? Did that just blow your mind? Like, no!
No, that's been around for decades!
Dude, they're so corrupt! And the only thing I can't figure out, I mean, like, I kind of have an idea, right?
Yeah.
But the
You're
thing
into
I can't...
the soccer shit, so you better have a take.
My take is, why is America, like, siphoning people from across the world to hold them accountable?
How does that even happen?
For soccer corruption.
Yeah, that's like the weirdest thing to siphon people across the world for.
We're just like, we're kicking down some doors in Sweden. You guys are just taking too much money for the soccer thing. You know how people in America feel about it.
Are you here for Silk Road? No, we're here for the FIFA.
The FIFA. Give us your FIFA. No, so yeah, I get that. The idea that the FIFA is somehow not corrupt.
I'm going to get everybody to say FIFA.
You should. They wouldn't know. It's perfectly fine.
It's FIFA, but everybody, it's FIFA.
FIFA. We'll just start saying it all the time.
Yeah.
But yeah, the idea that they are, oh, I don't know, siphoning money. All you had to do was look at, like, the cutter. I'm just going to say cutter, and I don't care if people are going to correct
it. Qatar, cutter, whatever.
Whatever. There's no reason that they should get a World Cup. It's 150 fucking degrees.
Dude,
there.
What are you talking about? They said that they were going to have, I was curious, they were going to make a cloud. And they were going to make this cloud stay over the stadium the whole time. Then they talked about creating a completely engulfed big screen TV stadium. And there's another one with nothing but air conditioners lined up.
Every seat is an air conditioner.
Like window unit air conditioner stadium. They were a little worried about the power consumption, but they said, don't worry.
We got
oil. Just use human bodies. Just use fucking fossil fuels to power this.
Well, and I think that's what people, they got lost in that cloud idea. First it was like, hey, we'll just build it out of metal. And they said, no, that's not going to work. That's going to be way too hot. So they got balloons and they just have all these slave laborers that hold hands.
Yeah, that's all they're doing is throwing
God, it's terrible.
People in the air with helium.
It's so terrible over there. And they're just like, you know what? It's cool, man. There's like 2 million people that live there.
They sign up for this. It's okay. Like,
they make $10 a day, and they haven't been paid for 13 months.
What's an indentured servant? I don't know, but they get paid.
Eventually, when I feel like it. It's terrible.
We might send the body back.
So I feel like the U.S. is upset that we didn't get a World Cup bid. Because, you know, we have the infrastructure. We don't have to build it. And there's not, like, crazy labor things. You know, whatever.
Well, let me ask you this. So the NFL says you create a stadium and we'll have a Super Bowl there.
Right.
So you go ahead and get a stadium and then we'll promise you a Super Bowl. Which, to get a stadium, you pretty much have to use tax dollars anyway.
Right.
So it's kind of like the same thing as saying it's corruption.
No, I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say it. What I would say
I mean, obviously we're not doing as heinous crimes. Identical crimes.
So let's look. It's not a great example, but you look at the Russian Winter Olympics a couple of years ago.
Right, that was pretty crazy.
They spent something like $50 million. I'm sorry, $50 million. Could have
went
billion.
With the China Summer Olympics, but one.
Yeah, B with a billion.
Yeah.
It's okay. We're Americans.
When they look at the upcoming World Cup, that's going to also be in Russia, home of racism. if you didn't know that, racism is alive and well in Russia.
Is being Russian a race?
Well, you know, not being Russian is apparently offensive. So,
okay. All right.
It will also probably have a price tag of around $50 to $60 billion.
Mm.
So you look at the one in Qatar.
Mm.
Something like
Qatar for you.
Yeah, this Qatar for us uneducated people. Another huge price tag.
Mm.
You know, part of that's because, you don't really have great stadiums. If you're a cutter, you don't have stadiums. You don't have roads. You don't have airports. You don't have all kinds of random shit. No, we have those things. They say, hey, we want you to build a soccer-only stadium. We do that. We do it in like 2 years. We're not like Greece. Our entire economy doesn't collapse, and then everyone has to pay us back. We just do it because we're America.
This is true.
And
all true points.
And on top of that, we already have soccer-specific stadiums because we have this thing. It's shitty, I know, but it's called the MLS.
What is that? What do you call the MLS?
I'm sorry, Major League Soccer.
I thought you were saying Lou Gehrig's disease for a minute.
Oh, it's the same thing.
Okay.
So all I'm saying, and I'm not, you know, I think everyone's sort of still riding that soccer high from last World Cup. But to have,
I think everybody forgot.
Yeah, they probably did. What they will remember in a couple of days, Josh, when all we're talking about is Ladies World Cup.
Ladies World Cup.
I'm sorry, Women's World Cup. Grown-ass Women's World Cup.
I don't know. I'm still steaming. I'm still warming my hands that take I just said about Luke Gehrig. Woo!
Woo! Well, okay. Let me make one point, Josh, why you should watch the Ladies World Cup.
Okay, good luck.
Other than that they're ladies and they're nice and they're fun to support. America is, like, the best at this shit. It's not like Men's World Cup where, like,
where we have hope that it might be good.
Yeah, maybe we'll win a game. Like, I mean, that is ridiculous. The expectation with
American women's soccer is fan fucking tastic.
It's always like it's like Japan, U.S., Canada, and then maybe Brazil. That's it. It's we are the best at this shit.
And see, this is the problem. So go to any major sports site, and nobody's talking about Women's World Cup.
No, they're not. They're not talking about Group D, the group of death. No, they're not. They're not talking about how
death, not geez, dick.
We're going to destroy Australia. We're going to destroy Sweden. And we're going to wave goodbye at Nigeria. We're America, and we're good at this.
Well, haven't we always been good at the women's soccer?
And that's the point.
Yeah, but nobody's talking about it, man.
That's the point. I've been talking about it for, like, I don't know, since 96.
I'm just looking at ESPNs. Mm-hmm. And I don't see – I see Special Olympics. I see tennis. I see X Games. Rugby. I mean, here's soccer, but nothing about, scores, highlights, Premier League, La Liga, MLS, C blogs. Oklahoma City has a team? I didn't know that. I mean, nothing, literally nothing about women's soccer. Are you sure this is actually happening? Are you just making this up?
No, I'm not. America plays Australia June 8th.
There's next nothing Monday. Going on here.
Next Monday, we're going to talk about it. I'm going to talk
about
the game.
Regular season baseball is clearly dominating. Women's tennis, men's tennis.
You got to look a little bit. You got to look a little bit.
I'm looking. There's nothing.
That's what makes it special, Josh. That's what makes it special. It could be your thing.
I don't know.
This is your opportunity right now
to get
buy
on the ground floor.
Ground floor of a new sport. A new epic sport.
If only you spend $3,000 on this timeshare.
It's like if you could be a Florida Marlins fan, if you could be a Houston Texans fan, you can also be.
Can I be a UAB fan?
Oh no, they took that away.
No, they brought it back.
What?
Yeah.
What about all those kids?
We care about UAB that much.
Oh my God.
So anyway, back to women's soccer.
Was it because they finally said, you know what, you guys actually were making money doing this?
I think so. After the outcry, yeah.
Probably.
I think they were like, the people won, the little people, the average guy on the street, Joe Schmo, blah, blah, blah.
Fuck it. Anyway,
so soccer, it's clearly nowhere to be seen, especially women's soccer.
Well, okay, so...
I mean, let's take a look at the... There's WNBA right here. Boom, WNBA. There's nothing about women's soccer.
No. Well, I'm just telling you, when you watch it, when you are glued to your TV, like I say, probably our number one competition is Canada. Oh, they don't like us, and we don't like them. We don't like them.
When did Canada get good at soccer? They should just be holding down hockey. They should be in like Mighty Ducks 4, the villainous Canadians America's had.
No, I'm just telling you. I don't like them.
Yeah, this is. We should just do a whole movie about Women's World Cup in like a Mighty Ducks style type of movie.
They just do the...
And we'll still get Emilio Estevez to to do the same role, but this time only women's soccer.
Is he going to do the flying V?
No, we're going to have to change the animal.
Is he going to turn the soccer ball on its side and kick it?
It's going to be a cube. It's going to be a cube ball, and that's how he's going to train them with a cube, not a round ball. It's a cube ball. It's going to be harder. They have to actually kick it harder to get it across the field. It's going to be amazing, man. I'm telling you.
The visual that I just came to my mind and how it slowly slides to a stop repeatedly.
It's going to be amazing. Oh, man, I can't wait to see that.
I feel like...
It's going to kiss the movie, the silk screen. I'm telling you, man. Nothing's going to be better than a square soccer ball and Emilio Estevez. I'm telling you, you can't get much better than that.
I feel like you're just setting yourself up for failure. Maybe
a Brewers game, but I think that doubles those come close.
Yeah, instead of a baseball, they throw a beach ball for real. An oversized.
Can I get back to you about the whole, I wanted an answer about Michael Jordan playing baseball from Dad of the Show.
Oh.
I didn't get anything back. Still.
We must have nailed it then. I think he just didn't care.
Okay.
He also may not be listening. I'm not sure.
He stopped.
You know, that's just how it is. We get caught up with our lives.
Well, I can go to FIFA and find World Cup. So clearly, FIFA's still around. So this is in Canada.
Yep. And you know what?
Well,
you know what, Josh?
This is ballsy. All of Canada? I mean, where are they playing at?
You know, Winnipeg.
They're spreading it out, too.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Canada's a big place. Got lots of towns up there.
That's a lot of cloth that she's wearing there. Man, how can you play soccer? It's hot.
Well, one of the biggest, and I'll tell you right now, Josh.
Wearing like tape.
One of the things that's got me hot about this this World Cup, playing on AstroTurf, it's going to be pretty fast, and they don't want to play on it. They want to play on grass.
Canada, they get China PR, New Zealand and the Netherlands. Come on.
Josh, I don't know if those people are good or not.
I don't either.
I literally have
no clue if they're good or not.
The trick with women's soccer, and I'm just going to say a gross generalization and then we'll get angry emails about it. I guess it's not completely true now. I'm looking at all the countries.
You know, I remember Tears of the Sun. How is Cameroon still? How can we have them playing? They were just. Ruthless in that movie.
Typically, countries that had a strong infrastructure have better women's teams because it all kind of started at the same time. So like with a men's game, right?
Mm.
We are just a trillion years behind everybody.
Clearly,
yes. Just
except our women. Our women are more up to date than our men.
Have you seen our Hope Solo?
Hey, just she's beating her husband.
Anybody
women has turned everything upon side. Hope Solo's beating up husbands. Sexism? No. Not in FIFA.
Not in American
women's FIFA.
Mm-mm.
No.
Changing lines.
You ladies don't need feminism there.
I'm not even honest.
FIFA's got it right.
Honest to God, I'm not even sure Hope Solo is a good goalkeeper anymore, but she's still a scary presence. So I just
beat your ass.
We're just going to go with it until they tell her.
She's the chick you, like, roll off the bus first, right?
Or she's the one that tells...
Get the big dude out!
What do you say to me? Then she ends back up in the jail, and they say, no. No, Hope. You can't hit
Jeremy
in the face.
Literally, you lost every single one of our audience members.
They all went home. And you know
now
what? It's okay.
We're even butt-licked!
Because I'm going to tell them how Genesis ends. I got the answers.
Dude, I've got to tell you, San Andreas was awesomely bad. This man crashes a helicopter, steals a plane, steals a boat, steals a truck, guy's boat through a fucking skyscraper.
So my question, Josh, is if it is the end of days, let's pretend that that's what that is.
Okay.
The end of days.
Just San Francisco and LA. Let's just keep that clear. Oh, and Hoover Dam.
So let's call it end of days.
Okay. Clearly, that's all that matters.
Did he like pull someone out of the car that he stole, or of the plane? Because I would just venture.
He jumped out of that plane with his wife, ex-wife, and into AT&T Park.
Did he have a parachute on?
Yes.
Okay. So there was this video game called the. What is it called? You played it. You shoot people, you drive cars.
Grand Theft Auto?
Yeah. I just want to say that sounds a lot like that.
Yeah.
The movie.
What is San Andreas?
I'm just saying, it sounds like a ripoff. I did that shit all the time.
Yep, it was fantastic. But Crash you didn't
point,
save anybody
jump
by
out.
Doing it.
Nope, I just got on the back of a dirt bike and shot people.
Well, everybody, if you're offended by tonight's episode, you will by the next one. Yeah,
you'll come around. You'll hate us.
Yeah, you'll we're out of here. Thanks for choosing to listen to us. I think we hit a lot of good topics.
Hit a lot of nerves tonight.
Touched on some things with permission.
FIFA.
FIFA. Don't forget about that women's FIFA. Game of Thrones was awesome. Jurassic World, not so awesome. NBA Finals?
To be seen, Josh. To be seen.
San Francisco Warriors and the Stephon Currents.